there. Welcome to Healthy-ish, your, well, almost daily podcast from Body and Soul. I'm your host, Felicity Harley. And joining me from the UK via Zoom is Jacob Lucas. He's a dating expert and works with dating app Fitify. He's got some brilliant TikTok videos on reading body language to work out if someone is really into you. And he's going to talk us through that today. Now, as you probably already know, these Healthy-ish episodes are short. So if you want to hear more dating advice from Jacob on how to set up the perfect profile on dating apps, search for Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts. Jacob, thank you so much for joining us on Healthy-ish all the way from the UK early in the morning. Thank you for getting out of bed for us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. Absolute pleasure. I love chatting to people from Australia as well. Done that quite a few times, different people from Australia. And everyone's really friendly, really happy. So happy to be here.
Okay, we're happy for you to share your advice with us. We're talking about, well, recognizing the signs that someone is into you. So talk us through it. You meet someone for the first time, you kind of get a feeling, a vibe, an intangible feeling. How do we know if they're really into us? What should we look out for?
Oh, there's so many different signs. So you've got your verbals and you've got your non-verbals, basically. So I'm a big advocate of watching people's body language. I always think body language is basically one of the biggest indicators if somebody finds you attractive. There's quite a few ways you can do this. So, for example, turn the body into you. You've got basically people who can be dismissive in their body language, which means they're not into you. And you have the complete opposite, where people are into you and their body language becomes very, very orientated towards you and displaying that they are interested in you. There's different ways people do this as well. So, funny enough, I went viral for this.
Yes, we've watched that.
We've got about 10 videos gone viral with boy language, so it works. So one of the biggest ones that people do not realise, and it's a subconscious one, is scratching. It sounds really weird, right? But it comes down to evolution. So there's an evolutionary switch in people's head that goes off when someone finds you attractive. And it's more prominent in women than it is in men. So what a lot of people do, and when I said this, everyone was saying, oh my goodness, I do this. Why was I doing that? Now I know. Is they will scratch very lightly, very, very lightly the back of their hand.
No.
Now, if they scratch really fast and really hard, yeah. If they scratch it really hard and really fast, it means they're anxious. But if they do it very softly like this, what it is basically their brain and their subconscious is saying, I'm grooming myself for this person. And it's actually a subconscious way of them basically inviting you to groom them. Now, this goes back to evolution of 8 days. Because when monkeys or apes or whatever, like in a group, they all like, you know, they have a social hierarchies and et cetera, et cetera. And what they do is they build up those social hierarchies and partnerships through grooming. And this is still hardwired into humans. It's absolutely crazy when you start seeing it. And if someone finds you attractive, they will start scratching back of their hands. They're basically saying, I'm grooming myself for you. I invite you to groom me. Now, obviously, this is not going to happen in real life because...
So you're not going to come out and say, yeah, that'd be very weird.
Yeah, you're not going to say, groom me, Jacob, groom me. It's just really weird. But instead, your subconscious will be doing that. It's just hardwired built into people. And people will scratch their collarbones very lightly as well. And now I said this, and people who are listening, they'll be like, oh my goodness, I actually do scratch the back of my hand when I find something attractive. When I first discovered it, I was like, that's mental. That's not real. And I started watching it. I was like, oh my goodness, this is real. I do it myself as well. It's so strange. So we're going to verbal ones as well. So that's a little tip.
I love that one.
So it's awesome. I'll tell you what, it's very strange when you start seeing it as well.
Yeah, I bet. So give us another one and then we can obviously jump on your TikTok for more, but give us one more.
Yeah. So let's do verbal one. Verbal ones are quite simple. So people become quite very inquisitive when they find you attractive. So a lot of questions will be asked and a lot of questions to see about your availability and your compatibility. A lot of people do it naturally without even realizing it. So for example, if somebody finds you attractive, a real subtle thing they do is they try and go in a roundabout way to find out if you're taken or if you're single. So let's say, for example, if I found you attractive and you were talking and I was like, okay, I'm interested in taking this lady for a date. I would ask something like, this is a lot of people, not just me.
Yes.
They would ask a question such as, what are you doing tonight? You hang out with your boyfriend, hang out with your girlfriend, et cetera, et cetera. Now, that's just people's way of finding out if you're single or not. That's it. I can't actually walk up to many people and go, are you single, without being extremely confident. If you say to someone, are you and your boyfriend going out tonight? Then if you go, no, then like, that's a way in for me. Awesome. If they say yes, then they back off. And people become very inquisitive and they see your compatibility. So they start asking you questions like, so what kind of thing are you looking for? And like, do you like this? What kind of guys do you like? What kind of girls do you like? And become, like I said, just very inquisitive to find out if they suit you as well. So that's a big indicator. If someone asks you a lot of questions, chances are it's a good indicator of interest and that they like you.
So back of the hand, lots of questions. Now, you're working with a new dating app, and this is actually a great app, especially for our listeners, because it connects healthy and active people together. It gives you a match, you know, your vegan tick, match. What are some trends like this you're seeing? Obviously, this is a trend, I think, active dates. And what are you seeing in terms of trends and dating right now?
Absolutely. Well, health is obviously on the rise. Like, for a lot of people become more aware of healthy living. And stuff like gym dates, they're growing. Just going to the gym and having a date with somebody is a great way of getting to know somebody. I wouldn't recommend it necessarily for a first date, but a second or third.
No, because they're seeing you at your worst after a workout, aren't they?
you're blowing out on the card. Like, it's not really that hot. But let's say, for example, you go for a coffee date on the first date, and then you go for like the gym, let's say on the third date. That's quite cool. Let's go to the gym, you'll go chill out and do whatever, go for some food after. That's becoming a lot more common for a lot of different people, especially during a pandemic as well. I don't think it's a better time for it necessarily, because a lot of places are closed. So you go to restaurants, people get very conscious about the pandemic as well. Whereas if you like, you can exercise, you can do a run with somebody, get to know them. It's kind of stuff like that. And a lot of outdoorsy things are quite physical as well. Just going for a hike, going for a long walk, whatever, more active dates are becoming a bigger thing. And I think that's amazing, really. I think that's great. Because when you're active with somebody, you actually get to know them a little bit better, I feel anyway, because you find a lot of common interests with each other. So I think it's an awesome app. I think it's great.
You're not on that awkward facing each other, sitting and looking at each other. You are side by side. So you know, if it all goes pear-shaped, you can go, okay, I'm done now, let's go. Or you can go, okay, now we can go on.
That's a really interesting point you raise, actually, because I always say to people, if you go for like a first date with somebody and you're sat there with a meal and you're sat there for like 2 hours, hour, that's intense. If you're like directly looking at that person, that's so intense. Whereas if you're on a date and you're, let's say, for example, doing something active, be sport, whatever it could be, right? Then that's like, that takes a lot of pressure off, because like you said, you're not facing that person dead on like an interview. You're just talking to them like you would your friend. And it becomes, because it's a body language thing, if you're side on to somebody, it actually neutralizes and disarms them socially. Really interesting. So if you want to get someone more comfortable, you actually talk to them side on. This is why car journeys always have the best conversations. And people don't know why, they do. That's because you are side on and you're socially disarmed. So yeah, you make a really good point.
Well, there we go. I like that. Jacob, thank you so much for coming on Healthy-ish.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Well, there you have it. Next time you go on a date or next time you meet someone, keep your eye on their hands, because that will really tell if someone's into you or not. What a great chat with Jacob. If you want more dating tips, make sure you check out Extra Healthy-ish, our other podcast. He is on that now. For more info, for more dating relationship advice, head to bodyandsoul.com.au. And remember, you can join the conversation via Body and Soul on Instagram or Facebook. Thanks again for tuning in to this chat with Jacob. And if you have a moment, we'd be so grateful if you could rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. And until tomorrow, stay healthy-ish.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.